Why can't I say I am God? Well, I can say I am God because I like me. I like me. I think I'm a very nice, wonderful guy. And I think God is a very nice, wonderful guy. And every time I think of myself, I think how wonderful and how nice I am. Every time I look inside of myself, I see good stuff. I see happy thoughts. I see loving thoughts, unconditionally loving thoughts. I see all sorts of interesting experiences. I let my memory take me back to experiences that I've had throughout my life, and how happy it is. Each experience I have is a loving experience. No matter what experience I think about in my life, it's a loving experience. I'm sure there were some experiences that I thought at the time were not loving, but now as I look at them, they're all loving. Every experience that I ever had in my entire life is loving, was loving, is loving. Every experience is loving because I am loving. And I think to myself, what is God? God is love. So, as I live my life in love, I live my life in God. As I live my life in my beautiful body, I live my life in God. And I say to myself, every moment I can, I soak up God. I soak up the awareness of God. I soak up the realization of God. In the morning, before the sun comes up and it's still chilly outside, and I am ready to feed the dog and feed the fish, I wrap myself in my pure white light of love, and I walk naked out of the house, out to the fish pond, and stand there feeding the fish, cozy, snugly warm, wrapped in my pure white light of love. I feed the dog, and he is so appreciative. He said, "Dad, this food gets better every day. I really love this food that you give me. You just know how to tickle my taste palate." And that's because I love him. That's because I love me. I always give myself foods that tickle my taste palate. And when they don't tickle my taste palate, I don't eat it. I'm God. I'm God, and I am the allness, the isness, the oneness, the only, and the all. As God, I create all sorts of fabulous experiences for me to enjoy. I create experiences of going out in the sun and thinking to myself, what a lovely day to get a suntan. And so, if it is before 9 o'clock or 9:30, I run around soaking up the sun. No need for suntan lotion or anything like that. I just soak up the sun, and it's beautiful. Then after that time, then I come in so that my skin can recuperate and shine out the lovely tanning that I've done to myself. And then after lunch, about 3 o'clock, I go out again, and I soak up the sun. I do this every day, and little by little, my skin takes on the hue of a beautiful brown. And I feel so good, so wonderful, because I know I'm God. Now, can you imagine tanning God? Does God need to tan himself? Does God want to tan himself? Sure. God wants to do anything I want to do, and I want to do anything God wants to do. And I do everything that I do because it's fun. And I'm reminded of how much fun it is by everything working in perfect order. By using the wisdom of the divine in me, I know exactly what to do to accomplish any goal of my heart. No matter what that goal may be, how silly it may seem to some people, but how important it is to me. Now that I'm all tan, I can go out virtually any time and be untouched by the burning rays of the sun, or the kissing rays of the sun, or the lovely rays of the sun. They're all so beautiful. And this is how it is in all of my life. The divine in me says, go nibble at the gingerbread house. The old witch won't care, because if you nibble at that gingerbread house, you'll be telling the witch that you think that she is a beautiful queen. And when she opens the door, there stands a beautiful queen. In all things, this is the way it works. If we kiss a frog, he turns out to be a prince or a princess. How about that? Wouldn't that be neat to kiss a frog and have it turn out to be a princess? Wow. I know I'm God because I can do all these things, and I can have fun doing all these things, and I can visualize these things. And the more wonderful things that I can visualize, the more I realize I'm God. Because God has no trouble visualizing, imagining, dreaming. God doesn't really dream. God sees all things as they really are. That's the way I see. I see all things as they really are. I see things before they even happen. I see my desires before they even happen. I see them fulfilled. This is the way God is. God sees all fulfilled in whatever beautiful pattern, whatever beautiful path it wants to have it. That's what I do. I see all things fulfilled in whatever beautiful pattern or path that I want it to have. And it goes so easy. It goes so wonderful. No matter what my dream is, no matter what my goal is, no matter what my aspirations are, when I visualize them done and I see myself a success in doing them, this is what it's meant to be. This is how God works in me. This is how I, as God, work. Oh, I can, in one twist of my nose and tickle, tickle, and say, it's done, and have everything be done too. But I'd like to use different techniques of having things be done. I'm God. I'm creative. I'm imaginative. I'm God. I take the mundane and make it sacred. I take the sacred and I make it mundane. I giggle when I say I'm God. And I say, how wonderfully made is this body when I go to the toilet? How wonderfully made is this body when I see sweat or perspiration on my body? How wonderfully made is this body when I see anything that I'm cleaning up or changing or blessing? I'm God as the allness of the universe. I'm God as the allness of the universe, and as the allness of the universe, every day, this human me who is God, as the allness, reveals more and more and more and more and more to me of who I am. Well, you say, if I'm God, why do I have to reveal anything to myself? Well, because I like to play. I like to play games. I like to enter into things. I like to have fun. God has fun? Sure. Just remember, God is me and me is God. You are God and God is you. Are you a person who likes to have fun? Well, then you can be sure that God likes to have fun. Are you a person that likes a good meal? Then you can be sure God likes a good meal. God eats? Certainly. God does anything that is possible to do. Now, God has a little different aspect in it than sometimes a human does. A human says, I'm hungry and I want to eat. God says, I want to eat because it's fun. Aren't you hungry, God? Hungry? I'm always satisfied. I do things because they're fun. Not because I need them or want them or whatever, but I do it because it's fun. Well, God, why don't you drink up the ocean? Well, maybe I will sometime when I think it's fun. Right now, I have other things on my mind. But God, you could drink up the ocean in just a flash of a blink of an eye, and it'd be done. Is that what you really want me to do, Herb? You want me to drink up the ocean? Well, be a neat illustration. Well, Herb, if I drank up the ocean, and I do from time to time, but if I drank up the ocean, you would never know that the ocean had not been there. You would see the land without the ocean, and you would think the land is without the ocean. You would never even know that the ocean had ever been there. Well, God, what is that all about? Well, every time I do anything, it is eternal. There's no start to it, no finish to it. It's done. It's an isness that stands on itself. It has no past, it has no future. So, I can say I am God because I can see my life without a past or a future. Yeah, sure, the future is easy, Herb, but how about that past? Yeah. I say to myself, how about that past? What do I see in the past? Well, nothing, because there is no past. Why do I say there is no past? That doesn't sound very intelligent. I should really say something like, there's a good past, there's a happy past, and there's a great past. Well, oh yeah, I can say I am God because all time is now, all space is here, all is right now, and when I think, which I cannot do, when I think something is past, from the past or out of the past, then while I'm thinking about it, it is in the present. And that's how God thinks. That's why I can say I'm God, because God thinks of everything in the present. And I call it past, but as I think about it, it's happening right now in my consciousness. It's happening right now in my reality level. Just like the athletes who are tested, the activity of their brain doing an action on the sports floor and the action of their body on the sports floor report the same type of things to their cells, to their nerves, to their muscles. And the body records doing the same type of thing in meditation of a sport as well as in the fact of getting out there and acting in the sport. Well, What's that got to do with how I, why I can say I'm God? Well, what that says is that at all times, I am the master. At all times, I'm in charge. At all times, I'm thinking these positive, wonderful, glorious thoughts. At all times. My goodness. Why can I say I'm God? Well, everything that I think is good, I know is God. And every time I think something that is good, I feel good inside of me. And I know that's God. And how do I know that it's God when I feel good inside of me? Because this is what I told myself. Everything good is God. And every time I think something good, I am thinking God. Every time I act something good, I'm acting God. Every time I'm living something good, I'm living God. Yep. Lots of words, lots of ideas, lots of thoughts. Why can I say I'm God? Well, there's nothing else but God in the allness that is, and I am here. And that's why I can say I'm God. It's a happy, happy time. It's a happy feeling. It's a happy life. And that's why I can say it. And that's why I can think it and feel it and be it. I can feel the stem cells flowing forth in my body and my life. Flowing forth in this human vehicle that I use for getting around. And as I feel these stem cells, I feel good and very good. And as I feel the stem cells, I know that I am doing that which is good and beautiful. I know that I am fantastic. I set my course in my life for whatever pleases me. And I know that whatever pleases me is divinely right. Whatever pleases me is my original purity and integrity. And this is God at work in me. This is God expressing itself in me. And I have the choice to pretend that it's not God. And when I pretend that it's not God, then I pretend all things are crazy. All things are not functioning right. I'm just all shook up. And when I'm all shook up, I have no control over my emotions, no control over my life, no control over anything. And then I'm not acting like God. Because God at all times is in balance and harmony. God at all times is not shook up. But when I feel shook up, how do I get unshook up? Well, as God, you just say the truth about yourself. I am balance. I am peace. And then, because you're God and you say you're balance and you're peace, you're balance and you're peace. Now, if you're a human being and you say, I am balance, I am peace, then you may think of parts of you that are not balance and not peace, things in your life that are not balance and not peace, and thereby think that you are not in balance and peace. Now, God could not do that because God is balance and God is peace. And you could not do that if you were thinking that you were God, saying, I am God, God I am. Affirming every minute of the day the truth about yourself. I am God, God I am. And each time this is said, we are closer to the awareness that I am God, closer to the awareness that we are God. Like learning any affirmation, as we learn the affirmation seems distant from us. But little by little, it's right in our soul and our being, and we live the affirmation. I am divine order. I am peace. I like me. I like me. I like me. I like me. These affirmations bring results in every area of our life, in every area of our being. And they bring it right now. Because the white stem cells are in there buzzing around saying, come on, let's get going, let's show what we're made of. And I, as God, create myself doing these things, and sure enough, it's done. Sure enough, it happens just the way I thought it would happen. Just the way I chose it to happen. Because I'm God. I'm the totality of God. I'm the joy of God, the allness of God, the isness of God. Why can I say I'm God? Because that's all there is. Why do I even want to say I'm God? Because sometimes I think I'm not God because I'm using this human form. And I think I am whatever the human form is, whatever limitation it is. And I have to remind myself that I'm God. And as I remind myself that I am God, then every desire of my heart is open before me. That's where I stand. That's who I am. I know that I am God. I know that I'm the allness. I know that I'm the isness. And I like me very, very much. Why can I say I'm God? I can say I'm God for the reason that that's all there is. That's all there is. That's all there is. Now within yourself for a few moments, practice thinking why you can say, I am God. Why you can say to yourself that you are the creative power of the universe, that you are the allness. Think why you can say that for yourself. And as you do this, you'll be putting powerful affirmations in motion for yourself as you think it. So now, think about this.